Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Joshua and Maria Cribbs podcast show. I am Maria Cribbs, along with my wonderful husband, Joshua Cribbs. And today we're going to do something a little different.
We are?
Yeah, we are. And I know, Josh, you said you really weren't feeling the podcast thing, but I think you kind of like it now. So
it's all right. It's,
I know. You know. I mean, who doesn't like talking? But but I initially had the idea to do the podcast. I thought it was just going to be me doing my own thing and having him every once in a while. But I actually like our chemistry. We actually do, you know.
So did you decide to keep me on?
I decided to keep you on. I'll pay you in lottery tickets.
This is my podcast. It's our podcast.
Yeah, but hold on. Don't. Because you know.
All right.
I am the reason we are doing this podcast. I researched it and I made them set it up and this is what we're doing. But I do feel like you are, you know, you have an audience. They look at you for. Yeah, of course you have an audience. But you have a sports following in particular that I think your fans and your listeners will probably want to hear something about sports. So I feel like today.
Oh, here I'm gonna let we
you
go.
You need to talk about sports because I know your listeners are waiting. They're sitting there tapping their fingers like, okay, when is he going to say something that.
Well, let's do
we
it.
We love all this relationship and lifestyle stuff, but let's get down to the nitty gritty. What's going on with the Browns? So. Today, I want to have you discuss sports. I'm going to try to help you as much as I can.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
You're helping me?
Is
this a mediation?
I'm going to help you. So,
well, help me then.
Okay, so you know, Cleveland Browns player for the majority of your career. I want to know, since you were at the draft a few weeks ago announcing the picks for the Browns in the NFL, I want to know with the moves that the Browns have made this year through free agency and the draft, do you think they have a shot this year? And by shot, I mean like, you know, not just win games, because we all hope that the Browns win games because, you know, looking at previous seasons, it's like, okay, can we
don't throw them under the bus.
I'm not throwing them under the bus, but I know we have to anticipate them winning a game. And I think me talking about Super Bowl and playoffs is a far fetch, but do we have a shot this year, in your opinion?
Okay. So if you're talking about Super Bowl playoff, no, you don't have a shot for that. But let's start off, you know, crawling before we can walk. You know, let's crawl first. So let's get back to just simply being bad. You know, when I played with the team, we were, you know, we averaged a 6-10 season. That was the average of wins. Even though we went, you know, 10-6 1 year, we averaged about 6-10. So let's get back to that. Let's get back to just trying to get to 500 first. And that's when you can see the team actually on the right track. We made a lot of moves in the draft. We made even better moves in free agency addressing the offensive line, which was a huge need because we couldn't protect the quarterback. And that was one area that we needed. And in the draft, we heavily addressed defense in the draft because traditionally the Browns have been really good on defense and we weren't able to stop a soul last year. I mean, we couldn't do anything on defense, and that's why a lot of our stars weren't able to maximize their talents because we didn't have a defense front last year to compete.
I thought we had issues with offense. So you're saying last year defense was
Defense was an issue because we put up points. Okay. We couldn't stop anybody. We put up points last year. I mean, you can remember we were at Israel's football game and the announcer at the game said, you know, the score, it was 20-0, the Browns over the Ravens in the first quarter. And they announced this at our son's game. And everybody was looking around like, what? The Browns are winning 20-0? So they can put up points. But by the end of the game, and you knew this, you know, even when I played with the Colts, you knew that the Browns, you know, we always found a way to lose.
Sabotage the game.
Right. And they sabotaged themselves. And what happened in that game? They were leading 20-0. They ended up losing and not scoring another single point, I believe, that whole game, and they lost because they didn't have a defense.
Okay.
We were the worst on stopping the run. We like 31st or 32nd in the league and stopping in run defense. Mm-hmm. And that hindered Joe Hayden from being able to, you know, do what he does.
I
wasn't mad at him taking time off and why the team was in transition and he needed to do what he needed to do. So now that we addressed the defense, now you're going to see guys like Joe Hayden step up because you're going to have a lot of pressure.
He has that protection.
Right. He's going to have guys that put pressure on the quarterback. The quarterback's going to throw bad balls out there, and you're going to see guys like him step up and create more turnovers for the defense.
Okay. So for the draft, they focused on defense.
Yeah, it was a major focus on defense.
So we should expect the Browns to excel this year in their defensive positions.
Yes. Okay. In their defensive positions.
So for my ladies listening, so when you're good at defense, that means you are defending the ball and making sure the other team does not score a touchdown.
Right.
So that's
defense wins games. Defense wins games. If you can stop the other team from scoring, you can score actually on defense as well.
Mm-hmm.
1 year. With interceptions, pick six is what they call it.
Pick six?
Yeah, definitely.
That's like a lottery number. Pick six.
You're so silly. But I promise you, you know, we've always been traditionally good on defense. And that's the way to go. Defense wins games. And that's why you find a lot of head coaches that genuinely can have a defensive backgrounds in the league.
Okay, because defense wins games. Okay, so we're saying no to Super Bowl, no to playoffs. Like, don't even
unfortunately,
don't even think
this
about
year,
that.
Don't think about that. Just let's just get back to square
winning.
One. Yeah, okay. Focus on winning games.
Because I think with the Browns, it kind of sucks. Like, every year, it's like, we're rebuilding.
Right.
We're rebuilding.
And it's frustrating because it's always like, see you next year, and we'll get them next year. It's very frustrating.
I mean,
for
no
the fans.
Shade, but it just seems like since you left, they've been rebuilding. So
no, before I left, they've been rebuilding every year.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
If you think about the coaches, you know, I've had, you know, went through several NFL coaches at my tenure
and QBs.
With the team and QBs.
Speaking of QBs, who is going to be the quarterback this year for the Cleveland Browns, or who should the quarterback? Hey, answer this question. Who is going to be the QB this year?
Okay, so the QB this year is a compilation.
Who should be?
I say, you know, they're going to have a QB brawl out, or you know, as you would say, a QB battle in training camp once again, because they drafted another guy from Notre Dame, Kaiser, which has a lot of potential, but we still have Cody Kessler and we still have Brock Osweiler waiting in the wings. So
Kaiser Sose.
That's what they need to start calling him, Kaiser Sose. But, you know, he's a highly touted guy from Notre Dame, and we still have Brock Osweiler on the roster, and we have Cody Kessler, and these are guys who can, you know, who can play in this league. We're unsure of our draft picks and what they can do, but Cody Kessler's in the wings waiting, and Brock is in the wings waiting. So
it's crazy because you're saying all these names, and I've never
you never heard of none of them.
Sound familiar to me? No.
Right.
Matter of fact, damn, who was the QB last year?
RG3 was the QB last year.
He was. Oh my God.
Cody Kessler was there last year,
too.
He just suffered a lot of injuries.
Dang.
And that's what happened. We didn't have an offensive line, so
RG3,
we couldn't protect him.
Hold on, I'm tripping. He was the QB last year.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He was our QB.
Is he gone?
He's gone. Unfortunately.
But he was injured. Didn't he get injured?
He got injured.
Okay.
Came back. Against my advice. Well, I didn't talk to him. I didn't want to get him out of his game, but I didn't think he needed to come back. I wanted him to wait till this year till we were able to get an offensive line to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been questions about him being injury prone. And, you know, and that was a little much for this organization.
And
to
I think
keep
we
him.
Talked about that person because remember I said, why is he coming here? He's already injury prone.
From the Redskins.
With
right.
the Browns, he's not going to have any protection. They're going to tear him up. And
right.
next thing you know, he's
he got
out.
Tore up.
I forgot that was last season.
Yes, it was last season. It was a brutal season.
Gone with the wind.
Gone. Exactly. He said gone with the wind. But look, he gone with the laws. We didn't win with him. So,
you can't win when you up here. What happened? His shoulder? Wasn't it his shoulder?
Yeah, he got took a shot.
See,
going
I watched
out of
my
bounds.
Score show. Don't play me.
But
now.
This is the thing. This is the thing. You're not just cute.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He didn't really have an opportunity to do anything here because he spent most of the season injured. And I really wish we would have kept him to battle it out this year or to potentially be a backup because we had the cap room for that. Now we're dealing with a lot of unknowns. He is an unknown, but he's a guy that you knew that can get the job done if he had the opportunity. We're forgetting that in his first year, he led the Redskins to the playoffs.
Yep.
And they didn't have a good team at all. And I wanted him to have the opportunity to do that here with the Browns, but we just were unable to keep him healthy.
No, he couldn't come here to the Browns and flourish because – with the Browns, you got to kind of be like a Josh Cribbs type player. You got to be willing to put the team on your back. You got to be willing to play. I'm just saying, I'm not pumping you up because you're my baby.
Okay.
But if you are a player that I'm not willing to try to carry the team on your back, be a playmaker.
Well, I feel like he was. You know,
he wanted to be.
Right.
But when you injury prone like that, you got to.
It is a problem.
With the Browns, no. You're going to lack protection until they get it right. And he just wasn't a guy, so he's out now.
Unfortunately.
So speaking of the type of player that you were, do they have any Joshua Cribbs type athletes on a team. Somebody to add that spark. Somebody to just take one for the team. You know, not trying to sit on the sideline because we losing. Let me just go ahead and milk an injury because we not winning any games and then start over next season. Do they have somebody that's just willing to be all out, balls to the walls? I'm a fight and I'm a ride with my team to the end of the season.
They have a lot of potential, I would say. You know, a Josh Cribbs type of athlete, you know, I'm not certain yet. I don't want to give myself, you know, boast too much about myself.
I would say, hell no, they don't.
Sure. Oh, man.
A player like me only come around once in a lifetime.
I would like to say that.
You better be glad that you the star, not me. I'd be like, no, they don't. Next question. No, they don't, and they never will. Next question. No,
but I'm serious. They have potential. Okay. And, you know, and we drafted a guy, Peppers, you know, to do some punt returns and hopefully kick returns and hopefully do that whole return job. And that's what, you know, the position that they're looking for something special from, you know, that return aspect who can, you know, cause the game to, you know, to change in an instant. Mm-hmm. And that's what you can do on special teams. You can change the game in an instant. It's one play to get the biggest amount of yards possible. And that's where you can do it. And that's where I love doing it and making a difference is on special teams. So they're trying to find that person that can create, you know, touchdowns that has the it factor. And hopefully that is, you know, Peppers or, you know, Atkinson. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully they bring in some young guys who can get the job done. I'm not sure he's there yet. We don't know, but this year will be significantly better than last year.
Peppers you said Atkinson?
Atkinson, yes.
Are they rookies or have they been on the team for a while? Okay, they're rookies. All right.
But they do have some talented receivers. They, you know, brought in some guys, some free agent guys, and they're going to, you know, hopefully get the job done. You know, Coleman is in his second year. Hopefully he, you know, he's battling injuries here and there, little, you know, things that happen in your first season.
Right.
But he's doing good, and I just hope that the team can pull it together. And
you know, I love me a rookie, though. I love me a rookie because they hungry. They thirsty. Hungry,
yes.
Some of these, you know, what do you call them? Veterans in the game. They're complacent. They're content. They like their paycheck. They, you know, they sometimes they get a little stagnant. And they just get a little comfortable. I like when the rookies come in there. And
they come in hungry.
Hungry.
And they give it all they got.
I'm taking your spot. Go ahead and get comfortable. Go ahead and start slipping. I'm taking your spot.
And that's what it's all about.
Take your spot, right?
And those are the type of athletes that we need. And, and that's what I was thinking about when you said that Josh Cribbs type of athlete.
Because you didn't get drafted, baby.
Right. Right. I had to earn it. I had to earn everything.
In the game 10 years. Now what? Sorry. That's the arrogance. Because I have a chip on my shoulder for you.
I appreciate
that. You
didn't
get drafted. You had to work.
Uh-oh.
We're in Cleveland. So in Cleveland, everything is, you know, nothing's given to you.
Everything earned.
You got to earn your respect. You got to earn everything. And you earned everything.
Well, go ahead, baby.
I know you earned everything on the football field, but I want to see some rookies come in here and just change the game.
Right.
Mess the game up. Oh, you thought you wasn't going to get cut? I'm coming for that spot. And that's how hungry you need to be, because unfortunately a lot of your friends that you came in with didn't make it.
Right.
And you only have one opportunity to get on that roster.
Yes.
And it could be a point where you're a good player, you're just not a good fit for the Cleveland Browns, and so you might not get that second chance. You got to come in here ready to tear this game up.
And give it your best.
Give it your best.
You don't want to have no what
no
ifs.
Days
yeah.
off.
No days off.
No so you, days off.
Hey, you
don't be in the club. Don't be downtown in Cleveland, right. West 6.
Earn
you
it.
Know, making it rain at the strip club.
None of
you
that.
You need to be studying your competition.
Studying your plays.
Where they lacking, where they sleeping. If they coming in late, you come in early. No days off. The coaches are watching everything. Y'all know it because y'all pros. Y'all know it even at the university level. Y'all need to study us competition. Take their spots. We need some people in the Cleveland Browns who are hungry. Take their spots. Get them out. They don't want to play.
I love it.
They sitting there. They complacent. Take their spots. Shake it up.
And y'all see
all the rookies coming in.
Me.
Shake it up. Maria Cribbs said, shake it up.
Shake it up.
We trying to go to the Super Bowl. I guess not this year.
I mean, hopefully this year, but, you know, I'm just going with the odds and I'm just going with what I see. It's not out of the question because any team can win or lose any given Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But being realistic, you know, not that they can't. But it's very unlikely that they have the opportunity to do that this season.
Okay.
This season. But like you said, man, they need athletes that come in right away and give it all they got, because this is one shot. come for their spot.
It's a nice spot to have too.
Right.
Go all balls to the wall. But no, thank you, Josh, for yes, a little breakdown with the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
You know, we love our Brownies. We're
definitely love our Browns. Base, and yes, the city is on the rise.
City is, you know, on,
I want
the
Browns. I want the Browns to be in the mix, you know, with the rest of the Cleveland sports teams. You know, not even just the Cavs, but the Indians the making Indians. It to the World Series. Mm-hmm. And not even just at that level. You know, you look at the Lake Erie Monsters. They won their championship as
How
well
you doing,
in
Lake
hockey.
Erie Monsters?
You
How
know,
you doing
so
that?
You know, mm-hmm, the Cleveland sports right now is on the rise, and the city itself is on the rise. So, you know, and this is a football town, genuinely.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Browns do something, man, look at, think of that parade.
Man,
think
that
of the parade for the
crazy
Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had 1.3 for the Cavs. I'm pushing, you know, I'm thinking 2, 3, 4. You know, I think the whole country going to come out for this. Like,
the
man, I just got to see
like,
it.
They did it. They
right.
did it.
like, man, we never thought this was going to happen.
Right, right. The yeah. Browns can get there. You just got to come out here and be
they
hungry.
Might make it a national holiday. Like, look, United States. The Browns won the Super Bowl, so yeah, this mm-hmm. calls for a national holiday.
Yeah,
you know, and I think, you know, traditionally we've been getting it done in a Jim Brown era, you know, back in the day, and we need to just usher that into the new era and get it done in this era.
Mm-hmm.
And get
I
the
agree
job
with you.
Done.
You know, you're good at spotting talent, so I want to see the Browns utilize you to get the talent on the field.
Whoa, Nelly.
Even when
Nelly.
Our kids play sports. I'm like, oh, they suck. She sucks. She
right.
needs to be, no,
but
to be
I, that's what I'm doing
and you're like,
right
nope,
now.
She doesn't suck. She has potential. And then sure enough, by the end of the, like my children's season, I'll see the player that Josh picked out.
Right.
You know, the playmaker on the team. He, you know how to spark
yes,
talent. You know
I definitely
talent.
Do. I don't want to sell myself short on okay. that end. But, you know, I want to give my all right now to my family. Just being, you know, out of football, my heart is still in the game.
Yeah.
So I'm taking a break from it right now, just for now. You know, mm-hmm. while my kids are still young, spend this time with them on the advice of, you know, guys like the late Denny Green, mm-hmm. Dennis Green, and coach from the Chicago Bears, Mike Singletary. He's not with the Bears no more, but he let me know, you know, take some time for your family before you get back into this game, which you love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm doing. I'm going to take some time before
I get
back.
There's nothing wrong with talking about them, right?
No, I'm going to definitely get back into the game. You know, I'm not sure what level, but I have a lot to offer.
Okay. All right. I like this conversation.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Listeners, if you want to hear more sports talk with my husband on our podcast, go to his social media. What is it?
Josh Cribb 16. You know what it is.
On Facebook. No, on,
not
you need to get
Facebook.
On, you need to get your life. You need to get
I
on
need
Facebook.
To, but
get back on
right
Facebook.
Now, just Instagram, IG, and Twitter.
And let him know whether you like, you know, you want to hear more from him on the podcast about sports. You also go to his website. Was it Josh Cribb 16?
Yes, joshcribb16.com.
And then, ladies, I know we got some sports nistas on the line. So
that's what
you
call
like,
them, sports nistas?
I got that from Wendy Williams. For real, sports nistas. I like it. I'm just
right,
going to roll
right,
with it.
Right.
I know we have some sports nistas listening that probably enjoy what you've been saying on this podcast. So you can hit me up at Mrs. Maria Cribb 16 on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And let us know your comments. But we thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you next time. Have a wonderful day.